it wasn't full. Mm-hmm. But there were some things on there. Mm-hmm. You'd say, well, he doesn't have a full load. He has a
part of a load.
You call it a part of a load.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you first got electricity,
mm-hmm.
What was that like? You know, was that what was it like when you first got it?
Well, when people got where they could afford, you know, electricity. Now, everybody wasn't fortunate enough to have it get it at the same time. And so you just continued to go on with your regular lamp lights, until you could afford, you know, getting that lifter like that.
When did you first get it?
Let me see now. Well, when I moved here. I moved here in 37. Of course, I had where I was living at before I moved, this particular spot I was using Lector. And then when I moved here and had this house built, well, the house was wired along with the building. And then I already had the license. But as I said, before I moved here, I did have, you know, where I was living had electric lights, in which you could enjoy it. It was much more convenient than it was having these lamp lights to have electric, you know, like that.
What do you call that thing you're using there?
You mean which, the bulb?
When you were a child, did you ever have a little toy with little reeds in it that you'd play by running it back and forth in your mouth like that?
What you mean? Let me see. We call them harps. Long then, what you blow? They call them harps.
And then, did you ever see something that you didn't blow on that was made out of metal?
And take one hand. Let me see. What you call him? My brother used to have one. I don't forget what you call it now. Juice harp.
They call
them juice harp at that time.
And I wanted to ask you, we were talking about buggies a minute ago. Now, how would you connect the horse to the buggy?
Well, you would have to have harness.
And then, like, what were those things you'd hitch him up to?
They call them shares. You'd have to put him between those shares and fasten the trace chains from the, you know, from his harness to the buggy.
So, so you just hitch it all together there.
Mm-hmm.
And what about a wagon wheel? You know, you don't see them very much anymore. What was that like? What were the parts of that? Do you remember?
The spokes in the wagon wheel. Mm-hmm.
You call those things?
Mm-hmm. They call them the spokes.
And what did they hitch into on the outside?
On the rim. They call it the rim of the wheel. And then in the center, they call that the boxing, and that boxing fitted the axle to the wagon.
Well, did you ever hear of a felly?
Felly. Mm-hmm.
It's part of a wagon wheel.
Mm-mm. I don't think. If I did, I don't forget it.
Now, I want to ask you, when you hitch a horse up to a wagon, you know,
mm-hmm.
what do you call that bar of wood that you fashion the traces to? Do you ever call it a sink?
I can't think of what you call it right now, but I know what you're talking about, because you have to hitch your trace chains to it. Single tree.
A single tree.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a single tree.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if you had two of them,
you'd call it double single tree.
Double single tree.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you were talking about plowing a while ago. What are some different ways? What are some different, are there some different kinds you use for different things?
Mm-hmm. Now, you still have to have that single tree on that plow, is to fasten those trace chains to that plow from from the harness, you know, so he could pull that pull that plow.
So you have to have that on the plow too.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And what are some different kinds of plows you use?
Let me see. There's some they call steel beam and. Let me see. I can't think of
what do you first break out the ground with? Would
steel
you,
beam.
And
mm-hmm.
what about when you break it up, eat real fine? What do you use?
I don't forgot the name of those plows, but anyway, I know they use a lot of plows on that because they use scrapes and they use what they call middle busters on them. But now, what's the name of the plow stock? I don't know. I don't forgot. They call it plow stock to use that with. That's not the steel beam plow. The one that they put these the what they call the middle busters and the sweeps and the scrapes on, they call them plow stocks.
What about a harrow?
Oh, that's got a lot of rakes, you know, to it like that. That's made like a plow, but it just have a lot of rakes behind it, you know.
What would you use that for?
Well, just like if you break up a new ground, you take that and plow through it is to get up all those.